The male official was driving home on Friday night. He just had dinner at the popular Harbourside restaurant precinct when he was stopped just a short distance away at a police roadblock. A man in civilian clothes who was with the police got into the car, as you said, produced the pistol and took the American's phone and watch. We've heard differing accounts from here that the official was forced to drive to an ATM. One account has said one ATM, another told us that it was several ATMs over several hours, and that either that ATM or those ATMs, he was forced to withdraw cash from his bank account and hand it over to the robber. We've been told that he was able to get away from the armed robber when the robber got out of the car while it was parked near a nightclub in the CBD. And now the victim was left traumatised by the ordeal, but it's not believed he suffered any significant physical injuries.
What's been the response from the US Embassy to this incident?
We've been told that the US Embassy has now put a nightly curfew in place for its staff following the robbery. One source we discussed said that the official's car also did not have a duress alarm, which is quite a common security feature in the vehicles used by diplomatic, by embassies and also NGOs and businesses here in Port Moresby and around PNG. Now, we did speak to someone at the US Embassy. A spokeswoman confirmed that there was, quote, an incident involving a member of the embassy community, but she declined to comment further, saying that was due to ongoing investigations.
Well, speaking of the ongoing investigation, what have police had to say about this? This incident happened at a police roadblock.
That's right. Initially, I was told during one account that it was criminals dressed up as police officers wearing police uniforms, but police have said no, they were actually police officers at this roadblock, even though roadblocks have, according to police, been banned in the town area. They say that they confirmed that the incident has been reported to them, that they're investigating it, and that also they've identified a suspect. They say they've requested CCTV footage from the bank, which operates the ATM, where the victim was forced to withdraw money. A police spokesman says investigators have also, quote, rounded up all the officers who were on duty in the area at the time of the robbery for questioning.
Well, carjackings and robberies are common in PNG, but what about incidents involving diplomatic vehicles? That's much more serious, isn't it? Especially with APEC coming up next year.
That's right. They're very rare. I spoke to a number of security advisors and staff at other diplomatic embassies who expressed some shock and disbelief that this has happened. The victim was in a car that had a diplomatic license plate, and no one that I spoke to could remember anything like this happening before. That, you know, there have been diplomatic vehicles that have become inadvertently involved in incidents, whether they've driven unexpectedly into a crowd or happened upon some criminals attempting to conduct a carjacking or a robbery. But nothing like this, where it's clearly been seen that the plate is a DC plate, and the robbers have continued with their criminal attempts. So there's been some definite shock expressed at what's happened. And these are very rare. As anyone in Port Moresby will tell you, carjackings and robberies are pretty common. Less commonly, they involve expats, and as we've said, even rarer that they involve diplomatic vehicles. And as you mentioned, it's quite bad timing. PNG is preparing to host the APEC Leaders Summit in Port Moresby next year. The issue of the APEC preparations is in the paper nearly every day. Also, the Australian government is providing more than $100 million to support those preparations. And that support includes training for the local police by the Australian Federal Police, and the provision of new equipment, including cars, motorcycles and jet skis. So the timing's pretty bad, the PR's pretty bad, and our listeners might also remember that there was another incident last week in the CBD where an Australian man was shot in the buttocks after he got out of his car in front of the Grand Papua Hotel. He'd just been to the bank, and it's suspected that he was followed by the bank, and some of the security advisors that I've spoken to believe that this incident and the one last week might indicate a ramping up of criminal activity in Port Moresby.